last project we'll hear from involves a pupil referral unit, or PRU for short. This is where students permanently excluded from mainstream education can get sent to, and in the UK it can happen from the age of 7. Now I figure that these youngsters might not have the greatest relationship with their voices, that their voices may have got them into trouble. There's no silver bullet here, but I hope that PCR radio work might offer them a chance to experience those voices in a different way. The younger PRU students' work featured here, the recordings were done on their turf on portable kit away from the radio studios. So you may hear a difference in the sound quality, but it was still recorded for broadcast.
Chill out and tune in.
You're listening to The Sound of the Manor on Brit FM.
It's dark
and dangerous.
Just my kind of adventure.
Don't know.
Sound of the Manor on Brit FM.
Get to know it.
Here's a selection of pieces the students did called This Is How They See Me, But This Is Who I Am.
This is how they see me, a person who don't care, but really and truly I'd help someone who needs help. They think that I'm stupid, but I've just made silly mistakes. I may act dumb sometimes, but on the inside I can be clever. If people saw me standing outside the house, they'd probably call police. But I'm probably standing there to try and get some peace. And yeah, I act angry, and yeah, I do bad things. But you can't choose that as how you see me. Because this is how I am. I'm a nice boy who can have different sides, but I can't split them into two different lives. I can switch and flip, I don't care what you think, because this is how I am. And my name's Will, and this is who I am.
This is how they see me, rude and a person that don't care. But this is who I am. I can be friendly, funny, smart, capable of doing stuff. I may be silly at times, but that's just jokes. I could get really angry if someone says something that will get to me. But if we forget about all of that, I'm actually a bright boy who also likes dirt bikes. My name is Kevin and this is who I am.
I have two sides to me. I could be funny, creative and mad, but then I can also be rude and very short-tempered. I tend to show my angry side more because I'm a person who hates to show their emotion. I hate to cry and I hate being sad, so I guess it's my defense mechanism. But when I'm not angry, this is who I am. I'm a 13-year-old girl who loves music, loves games and loves quality time. I mean, I'm not the typical average girl. I wear boy clothes, most of my friends are boys, and I do boys' activity, but God made us all different. I'm Paige and this is who I am.
Those autobiographical pieces featured in the project radio show Sound of the Manor. It gave the students a chance to be heard in a different way by each other and also by the staff. Here's a PRU learning mentor, starting with how she heard those pieces.
For me, it was a big learning curve. If I'd been asked beforehand, I think I might have said that they'd portray themselves as being liked by everybody and popular, and actually it really, from what I saw, wasn't like that at all. So I think that helped me to understand them a little bit better. It gave them a platform to be heard, and also the fact that they were able to hear themselves in terms of hearing back bits of recording and hearing each other, like working collaboratively together between them, so one of them having to literally kind of hear the other person in order to be able to record it effectively was, you know, really interesting, because a lot of the time maybe that doesn't happen so much, you know. So I think the listening was also really important, and the fact that staff members and peers were listening to them.
As with all the PCR work, this platform for voice produced plenty of content. Here's one participant telling her story through a rap piece that she wrote and voiced.
See my friends are dying, got me frightened, crying, thinking it's the life that I'm finding. Got my grandma praying, she's stressing, still won't learn my lesson. Surprised at Christmas even if I get one present, but she loves me, being taking me to church from a little baby. Never picked up, or will I never ever smoke weed? Not trying to go to jail, trying to live free. Got prayed for so many times, got to a point where I can't even deny. Mom's stressing, can't sleep at night. If I give a key to my heart, you could see the empty parts right back to the past. Thinking how long will it last? Brought up by my auntie, cousins and my granny, not by my mommy. I never see sunny, always see dark. Get angry very fast, got people thinking that I'm nuts. But I messed up my life, but my grandma said, pray and you will survive. Trying to do this drumming thing, football was my thing. Then my actions threw that right in the bin. See my sister go to college, sat down, did the work. Never answered back, all she did was learn. See my brother go to uni, never had a good relationship, but he knew me, knew me when I was crying, knew me when I was upset. Sometimes he used to take me to my bed, trying to live the best of me, left in a hospital. Mummy never took care of me, sending me two little messages on Facebook, said she never replied. TikTok, when you gonna come, when you gonna explain, when you gonna make all this pain go away? Got told back then that you was my mom. Got told back then when I was having fun. Then everything stopped, went downhill. No one ever asked how I felt. I felt lonely, I felt sad. Them times couldn't even turn to my dad. They don't wanna know me. Left me in the hospital, sitting with my auntie, living in this nightmare. It's a fright, yeah. Can't even shed a tear, cause my life here always doing bad from good when I know I shouldn't be. Never hearing the teacher clearly. Always wanna be the clown in the class. Hand feeling strapped to my heart from the past. But that ain't me, I'm a nice girl. When I wanna be, get to know me, join the family.
As you can hear, voice is still very much at the centre of this work. Though exchange is in there too. I took some arts school students with me to the Pru for this particular project. I figured that they'd benefit from it. In this next clip, the Pru head of site explains the value of the project for her students in relation to both exchange and voice. She starts by describing the value of the autobiographical pieces we heard earlier.
By getting them to engage in something that's personal, it's already the emotional aspect of who am I as a person begins for them. And then they have to use their voice in a way that's going to push somebody or inspire someone to want to hear them, and then they have to hear themselves. So your voice starts by hearing yourself, and I think that the radio project does that. Just by listening to the playback, we all cringe at that moment, but you have to get beyond that voice sound of, you know, everyone thinks they sound really high pitched, but you need to get to that, into the words, into what's being said and how that expresses something about you or about your ideas. So I think that for our kids, the whole idea of the radio project is quite powerful. Especially the playback. What did you just say? What do you sound like? That's good for them.
Do you think that can then push them forward in terms of being able to advocate more effectively for themselves, I wonder?
I think so, definitely. And I think that it makes them more considered. They have to consider more what they sound like. What message am I giving out to somebody? That whole idea, it brings a whole different type of dialogue, you know, of what you're talking about. Then I don't sound so crazy when I'm telling them, you need to listen to yourself. But, you know, that is important. It's important to our students to hear themselves.
Do you see value in the project continuing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that definitely should continue. I mean, even if they didn't come on to visit the Brit School, I just think even the fact you brought the equipment here, you brought the students here. I mean, you brought students here who, in their everyday lives, they may not see or they may not communicate with. And so that was powerful in itself. And the whole idea of, I think there was a little bit about them feeling comfortable, like I'm okay with this person who's completely different from me. And I'm cool with that. I'm kind of cool because that's all right. And I can communicate with them. And I think that they like that. So I think it's important, definitely.
Did you see that positive exchange going on between the Brit School students and your students here?
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that they didn't make a drama about it, because I think one of the students had pink hair. And I think that
one of the Brit
kids had pink hair. And I don't know if she had her nose pierced. But yeah, so it wasn't like, to these students, that would be like, you know, really out there, like, you know, quite arty. And it's like not people that they would mix with every day. And these kids who are so image conscious, it's ridiculous. You know, they haven't got the confidence, I think, outside of their little boxes, because it's all about persona. But yeah, they didn't make any comment, really, not hugely amount of comment. They did say, "Mr. Girl's hair, did you see that girl's hair?" It was like interesting, but it was cool. But they probably will kill me for using the word cool, but only where they go.
It's a bit of a kind of no-brainer question, this, but why is it important to you that these young people find and develop their voice?
Because if you don't have your voice, then you don't have yourself. And these kids need to have themselves. They need to be in charge of themselves. And that's, the reality is that we are now in a time where young people are, it's almost like we're in a Victorian era, are seen as responsible for their behaviour. And some of these kids are. They may come from backgrounds where they are responsible. And as harsh, we can sit there and say, it's not fair, it's not fair. But the fact is, it's a reality and it's their lives. And so they have to learn that independence of thought and expression early. And they have to do it to learn. My big word here is resilience. And my students have to be really resilient. They have to be more resilient than any other child that I've ever worked with, because they have been excluded. And they have to go back to school with that label. And they have to be resilient to prejudices that are going to come their way. And they're going to have to be resilient to how they express themselves when someone's unfair to them, because the wrong move can see them back here. So they have to learn to use their voice to demonstrate resilience and to empower themselves.
So how did the PRU students experience using their voices in a different way? How was it to be heard by their peers, their teachers, and a wider audience? How was it telling us who they really were?
Writing and performing that piece, it kind of felt like we were actually like saying who we are, because people see us like as like op-outs and people who aren't like no good to the community and stuff. But when we like tell them like who we actually are, and we're not just bad kids, might make people like change their mind about how they see us and stuff like that. So yeah,
how does it make you feel doing it?
But it makes me feel like I'm showing people what I can do and what I can achieve, rather than just being something that's never going to achieve anything really. Yeah.
Paige, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that, if you come forward a little bit. When we first did it, you struggled a little bit to do that piece. Do you remember that day?
Yeah, it took me quite a little bit of time to write this. This is how they see me, but this is who I am. But when I actually sat down and thought about myself and thought how people actually see me, but really this is who I am, I think I did a really good job.
How did you feel while you were doing it?
I felt I've achieved a lot of stuff, and I hope people can see this and know that just because we go to centre or whatever, we're really good kids. And yeah.
How did you feel when you'd finally written that piece?
I felt very proud of myself.
And when you recorded it?
I think it sounded good. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It's easy to overlook that these participants were not great fans of school, and yet they concentrated in the radio lessons for near on 2 hours with only a short break. They enjoyed it. Part of the fun was in the exchange, arts and PRU school students working together, and then the staff joining in too. To my ears, it was a celebration of both the physical and the socio-political voice. But before we get too serious, we'll finish this final project section with, of course, a couple of jingles.
Chill out and tune in.
You're listening to The Sound and the Manner on Brit FM.
It's dope.
Nope.
Vibes?
Nah.
Cheesy?
Not quite.
Deep?
Not yet.
What then?
Try calm.
Oh yeah, of course.
The Sound and the Manner on Brit FM.
It's calm.
Get to know it.
Done now.
Hi, Mez.
Hi, Remy.
What's up? You look a bit thoughtful.
To be honest, I'm a bit confused, a bit inner.
Really? What's happening?
Well, I'm finishing my sentences differently at the moment. Skeen.
Oh yeah, I can hear that. How long's this been going on?
Not long. Just since I've been checking out The Sound of the Manor. It's Nang, you get me?
The Sound of the Manor? Reminds me.
It's the radio show our students are doing on Brit FM. It's sick.
It really has had an effect, hasn't it?
Believe. Interviews, great tunes, reviews. It's got the lot. It's deep. What should I do, cuz?
Well, turn up the radio, me brother. Make me hear the show. Standard.
The sound of the manor on Brit FM.
Are you ready for it?
Yush.
As I've mentioned a couple of times already, there's a lot more great content that I'd love to share with you. But the purpose of this audio piece is to illustrate the PCR practice, and I hope that I've managed to do that. We're almost to the hour, so I reckon with my years of broadcasting experience, it's time to pull up stumps. The work you've heard was facilitated through participatory community radio. And in summary, the presence of voice and exchange seems clear in all three projects. The written part of this thesis explores some of the theory around that, so do check it out if you'd like to go deeper. It's Voice in Radio by me, John Preston, and there'll be a copy in the Goldsmiths Library, unless, of course, someone's borrowed it, in which case, just go and check reception and they'll get a reserve on it for you. They're always really helpful there. Listening back, I'm proud of what this work can facilitate for a variety of participants. And I wear my new tag of scholar-practitioner, both happily and humbly. I'm extremely grateful to all the PCR radio broadcasters for their efforts and engagement in project work that took them well outside their comfort zones. A big thanks to them and to you for listening and hearing them. And because I'm a radio guy at heart, I'm going to leave you with one of the Luncheon Club participants explaining why this most enduring of media worked so well for her as a project participant. I'll catch you next time, and remember, keep it locked to PCR.
A little bit about your voice. Were you a shy person? Are you a shy person? Or?
Yes, I think. Yes, I would probably say I'm a shy person.
And yet, you held your own quite well within the group.
Yes, I get along with people, you know. But you know, some people are very forceful, you know, in their manner. You know, I don't think I'm that kind of person.
Do you think radio works well for people that maybe aren't necessarily so brash?
Maybe, because you're talking to the world, but they can't see you.